When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Are you personally frustrated?
I mean, we on a, what, 3-4 game losing streak? I'm pretty frustrated. So, yeah.
It's Grody time, and that means it's time for Mark Grody with Mully and Haw.
Bears.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It's that song, that one song from that one guy, and his name is Mark Grody, and he joins us on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. And Mark, you really got a lot out of Montez Sweat. It's not often we hear guys at Hallis Hall dropping F-bombs. They got rid of that during, I believe, Hard Knocks. But you brought it back. Way to go, Mark. Just a great moment in your life.
It was kind of an ordering of the code red. It was just a buildup throughout the interview of all the questions that everybody was asking Montez Sweat about why he couldn't get to the quarterback. And then finally, I made it personal. Are you personally frustrated? And that's when the F-bomb was finally dropped with that little bit of a Montez Sweat smile and a little bit of a laugh and even on the follow-up. But yeah, I mean, he is frustrated. This team is frustrated, and he should be. I mean, he only has 3.5 sacks.
Yeah, nobody's amused by that.
Yeah, no, nobody's amused by that. And, you know, just, I mean, look at the sack numbers in general, gentlemen. I mean, the Bears have 25 sacks this year. Montez Sweat is not even leading the team in sacks. That goes to Jervon Dexter, but he's been really quiet in terms of getting to the quarterback since the very beginning of this year. DeMarcus Walker only has 2.5 sacks this year. I thought, and maybe there was just hope relative to last year when DeMarcus Walker told me he wasn't healthy until year 11, I thought, well, this is it. He's going to look like he did the previous year in Tennessee and have 7-10 sacks, and he's sitting there at 2.5. So unfortunately, a problem that we discussed and had in some ways anticipated has arisen again, and it's for a different reason, and that's because Montez Sweat is not getting to the quarterback, and then you don't have the alternate either, which was the issue going into the season.
So what is the deal opposite Jalen Johnson in the secondary at that cornerback spot? What do you expect to be the distribution of snaps between Tyrique Stevenson and Terrell Smith this week?
Yeah, I still think Tyrique Stevenson is going to get the majority of them, but they, you know, as they were discussing yesterday, is Eric Washington. I asked Eric Washington specifically the question of what do you like about each of these guys? Because we can see that Smitty is being used a lot more, it feels like, and it doesn't seem like, I think we're beyond the punishment from the Hail Mary, and it's just they like to use Smitty. Now, they think that Terrell Smith is really good just in man coverage, just in solid coverage and pure coverage. I think that they like him better in that regard. It's not that they don't like Tyrique Stevenson as a cover corner. He is a good cover corner, but what they do like about Tyrique Stevenson a little bit better is his physicality, his ability to stop the run, and make tackles and things like that. So I still think that Tyreek Stevenson gets the bigger usage, but you know, Smith is playing well. And I asked, went up in the locker room a couple days ago before I asked Derek Washington the question yesterday. I asked him straight up, are you in a competition? Is that what's going on with Tyreek Stevenson? Are you guys still kind of duking it out for playing time? And he said no. And he said, you know, last year we did a lot of this as well, and there was a decent amount of it. I don't think as much for Smith over Tyreek Stevenson, but you go back and look, and there was a decent amount of it. But, you know, hey, when Tyreek Stevenson first came to the Bears along with Terrell Smith a few years ago, there was a competition in training camp, and they straight up said there was. And then Stevenson made a bunch of plays and kind of left Smith behind. But it is nice that they have this depth in the secondary and at cornerback, which was one of the positions of strength going into the season, if we're going to continue to go back to training camp.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't believe this has anything to do with the Fail Mary. But I do wonder, did that damage him? Do you feel like he's a different player than he was before he was drawn at that crowd? That, you know, he walked out of the practice, by all accounts, came back. It wasn't a big deal. They didn't make a big deal out of it, but sort of the public embarrassment that he suffered through, has that had an impact on Tyreek Stevenson?
Molly, I can't discount that possibility, but if I had to check answer yes or no, I would say no. And that is completely based on a conversation that I had with Tyreek Stevenson a week ago today in the locker room. I spoke to him on the record probably for about 5-6 minutes or so. He was willing to do the talk. I mean, they were trying to rush us out of there. And Tyreek goes, no, I'll talk. And I asked him all these questions about how it affected him. And he said, you know, he's over it. And just looking in his eyes and watching his body language and the way he answered the questions, for him, all he needed was his team to have his back, which they do. He seemed to handle the public pressure pretty well and kind of seemed amused by it. And this is an extraordinarily confident guy. Right. I mean, we don't even want to hear from him every week like we do Jalen Johnson, but he's on the same level as Jalen Johnson when it comes to confidence. So I would say, well, I can't discount it. I'm going to say it's coincidence that, you know, he's had some struggles since then and not necessarily because of.
What's the key to handling the blitz Sunday against Brian Flores, the king of the zero blitz?
He is the king of the zero blitz. Man, he must love that. I mean, defensive coordinator gets called the king by Caleb Williams. I'll tell you what, David, I think they're going to struggle with it for probably about a quarter and a half. I think it's going to look messy for a while. You know, I think some obvious things. I mean, this will force Caleb Williams to get rid of the ball quickly. I think that, you know, Thomas Brown better be on his P's and Q's. I don't want to see all screen passes sort of like we did last year, but you have to be ready for that. I think it's incredibly important that DeAndre Swift is playing, and he was back in practice yesterday in a limited capacity, so you've got to use that run as well. And dare I say, as it seemed like we always say every week, you know, Cole Kmet can be a friend, you know, just in terms of being wherever his quarterback needs him to be. I think that Caleb Williams looks forward to kind of the intellectual challenge that this is going to bring, but I don't know if he is ready physically for what's going to come at him. I think the Bears are going to win this game, but I do think that they're going to struggle mightily for about the first quarter of this game against that defense.
So you're taking the Bears to win the game.
How about that, Molly? And I'm taking the Bears to win this game.
And can you just explain how that's going to happen?
And what the score will be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm dead serious. I've been trying to take the Bears to win the game. Because I really think there's no other choice but to win the game. I'm just searching for a path to victory, and it's not coming easily. I guess they have to win the takeover battle. They've got to, but they won the takeover battle a week ago. I don't know if you're aware, Mark, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, well, I think that there's something to that. I think that the Bears are going to do really well against this Minnesota offense, and it's because of Sam Darnold, and it's something that Jalen Johnson was telling us yesterday. And, you know, Jalen was asked about, oh, look at how consistent Sam Darnold has been this year, what a revelation he is. And he kind of looked at us and said, I don't think he's been consistent at all. And then you go back and look, and yeah, last week against Tennessee, zero picks, but then the week before against Jacksonville, he turned it over three times. Week 9 against the Colts, he turned it over a couple of times. So it almost feels like while Sam Darnold is not going into a tailspin or anything like that, he's not turning back into a pumpkin like a lot of people thought, like this guy, like he's just going to suck all of a sudden. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that he has reclaimed his career, and I don't think he's ever going to be an MVP candidate. But I do think that this is a sloppy period he is going through, and the Bears will have been the best defense that they will have seen in the last 3 weeks. So I think that there's a chance for some turnovers, maybe a pick six. So I'm kind of in my reasoning for picking the Bears to win, I'm kind of going on the hunch that the Bears are going to put the Bears offense in pretty good field position in this game with a turnover or two. Like I said, if they get lucky, a pick six. And I also think, while I said that I do think it's going to be ugly early against Minnesota, I think Caleb eventually takes a deep breath in that game, figures it out, and sort of, we've seen this with him a couple of times in games where it takes him a while to get going, and once he does, it gets really good. So I think ultimately Caleb's going to have a good day and the defense will rule the day, and that is why I believe the Bears will win. Give me 21-17. I think that's always a safe landing place. So I don't know if that helps you guys, but that is my path to victory for the Chicago Bears.
Which will be higher, the number of touchdown receptions Justin Jefferson has or the number of touchdown passes Caleb Williams throws?
Oh, I love that. I love it. Wow, I am picking the Bears to win this game. So, no, you know what? I am going to say it's going to be Justin Jefferson will have more than Caleb Williams in this game because they're going to hand the ball to Roschon Johnson to get the ball into the end zone, maybe a little DeAndre Swift action. So I think that my pick on that, for all you gamblers out there, because Haw's trying to get me to gamble again, I would say it will be Justin Jefferson. Yeah,
People love Roschon Johnson.
I know.
People love Roschon Johnson.
Well, he's more of a straight line guy.
I am not there yet.
Yeah, he's a little high pad level for a straight line guy.
I think people like him because I don't know about that, Hall. I think that people love him because they've found a purpose for him. I don't think they love him as in give him the ball 30 times a game. I'm not hearing that. I don't know. Maybe you are. Maybe you're hearing that from people.
Not 30 times like, a game. I've just been surprised at how much he has been offered as a running back solution or a compliment even. And he had 10 carries last week, I believe, and people thought, well, that's a good start.
Well, I think he's a really good backup, and he has found, like, he's one of, like, we talk about identity so much on this Bears team. There's one, he has an identity. His identity is now when you get down to the goal line and you, or you need tough yards, he's your guy that can plow forward. He'll surprise you with a catch every once in a while. He'll bust one open every once in a while, but I don't look him at it as anything beyond that. He's not a number one running back in my mind.
I'm curious. We've gotten this far in the interview and we haven't talked about Tevin Jenkins yet. Normally, with you, that would be a lead topic.
Has he decorated the tree yet?
You guys are close and you got a great relationship with him. So I don't want to ruin it by asking you if he'll be able to finish the game, but it looks like he'll start it.
Yeah, it does look like he'll start it. He was a full participant in the practice yesterday and before the practice. Molly, thank you for asking about Tevin. I did have a brief conversation with him, and I just said, this is before the practice, before we knew he was a full participant. I'm like, are you gonna play this week? And he goes, oh yeah. He's, oh yeah, I'm gonna play. So that is my conversation. That is my insight from Tevin Jenkins. Will he finish the game? I don't know. Hall, what do you have for the numbers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. That, oh yeah.
You took a lot out of that, Grody.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How about that nugget? How about that
That's
insight?
A great nugget.
I can't believe he opens up to you like that.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was like when Scottie Pippen was sitting next to me in the Cubs booth during the NLCS at Wrigley Field, and I was like a little kid, and I said to Scottie Pippen, I said, hey, do you remember when they decided to switch you on to Magic Johnson and you guarded him, and then he couldn't do anything, and he looked up at me, Scottie Pippen did, and goes, oh, yeah.
You really
that big Scottie Pippen grin.
You have a way.
You remember that one time when
you have a way of getting people to open up, Grody.
That's what I did, Molly. I was like, because that's all I wanted to ask him, and the grin came over his face, like, you know, the big Scottie Pippen grin, and then he kind of opens his mouth and looks at me and goes, oh yeah. I'm glad that you stimulated that memory here this morning.
Good stuff,
guys.
Grody. All right.
Grody gets the story. Always happens.
Looking forward to Sunday, Grody. Be sitting next to you again.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care. Bears are going to win. See you. Bye.
I love it. That is our guy, Mark Grody. How about that? We've been waiting for that moment. Grody's confident. I like it.
Oh, yeah.